A New Sherlock Holmes Mystery. The Adventure of the Missing Better Half by Craig Stephen Copland. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter 1. This unusual case began innocuously enough on Boxing Day, 1898, with the arrival at 221B Baker Street of a gilt-edged envelope addressed to both Sherlock Holmes and me. Inside it was an invitation to attend the wedding of Mr. Godfrey Staunton and Miss Millicent Brocklehurst at the Church of St. Monica on the morning of Saturday, 31st of December, with a wedding breakfast to follow at the Langham Hotel. "Please, Watson," said Holmes to me, "write a polite reply with any credible excuse for our not being able to attend." He stretched out his long arm to hand me the letter and its contents, but then quickly pulled back. Affixed to the back of the invitation card was a handwritten note. He peeled it off, read it, scowled, and gave it to me. It ran, "Imperative that you attend. I have been threatened and am being followed constantly. The wedding reception will be the only opportunity I have to speak to you without alerting those who are seeking to destroy my reputation. I have nowhere else to turn. For God's sake, I implore you. Please do not fail me. Godfrey Staunton." "Good heavens," said Holmes with a sigh of resignation. Surely he could have had sufficient imagination as to find a way to speak to me without demanding that I endure an entire wedding ritual. I have come to loathe such abuses of my time. That made sense. Over the past 25 years, Sherlock Holmes had acquired a long list of former clients who felt themselves deeply indebted to him for having saved their reputations, their fortunes, and even their lives. They were compelled to demonstrate their gratitude by inviting him to their weddings or, as was the more common case, to the nuptials of their children. Invariably, the host would draw people's attention to his presence, and for the remainder of the gathering he would be beset by no end of people visiting at his table. They would suggest that he should have done this or that in the most recent case I had published, or asked his opinion of a recent crime that had taken place in the East End, or ask him to solve the riddle of their schnauzer who vanished 2 years ago come spring. As a result, he now detested such gatherings and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?